This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. St. Louis County and Harris Casino are at odds over how much the gambling establishment should pay in taxes. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the two sides argued their case yesterday before the County Board of Equalization. In June, County Assessor Jake Zimmerman raised the personal property value of the casino in Maryland Heights by $287 million. Factoring the casino's real estate value, the move brought the total appraised value to a little over $502 million. Zimmerman's appraisal would increase the casino's property taxes by $8.1 million. The casino's lead attorney argued that Zimmerman used a wrong formula. A three-year investigation resulted in the arrest of 70 people for various drug charges in Texas County. Texas County Sheriff's deputies, local police, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol made arrests throughout the county beginning early Thursday. A Texas county grand jury handed up the drug indictments after a three-year investigation organized by the South Central Drug Task Force. KSPR reports Texas County Sheriff's Lieutenant Melissa Dunn says the drug sweep was one of the best law enforcement efforts in a decade in the county. The defendants are scheduled to appear before a circuit judge on September 8th. Republican U.S. Representative Todd Akin held a brief press conference this afternoon in St. Louis, where he again reiterated his intention to stay in the U.S. Senate race against Democrat Claire McCaskill. The press conference generated some media attention as it was announced just hours before it took place. Many fellow Republicans, including presumptive presidential nominee Mitt Romney, have asked Akin to drop out of the race following his comments that women rarely get pregnant in cases of, quote, legitimate rape. Akin only took five questions after making a brief statement during the press conference and deflected questions about party pressure to drop out of the race. A Colombia man who was sentenced to 3 years in prison for sending money to his family in Iraq says he has no regrets. On Tuesday, Shakir Hamoudi began serving his sentence at a low-security federal prison in Leavenworth, Kansas. Hamoudi, an Iraqi-American, was sentenced in May for sending more than $200,000 to family, friends, and charities in Iraq while sanctions were in place between 1991 and 2003. He says his family needed the money for health care. Prosecutors found no proof that Hamoudi was aiding the Iraqi government. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that supporters have raised money and established a trust fund to help Hamoudi's family while he's in prison. Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik has released a letter he sent this week to Governor Jay Nixon expressing concerns over his administration's handling of a contract for a St. Louis County license fee office. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
Earlier this year, the State Department of Revenue awarded the contract for the Maplewood license office to a company run by St. Louis County Councilmember Kathleen Burkett. That contract was revoked nearly 2 weeks later as DOR cited Burkett's company's failure to satisfy all the required obligations for running a fee office. In his letter, Schweik says the Nixon administration never should have awarded the contract to Burkett, and he urges them to beef up verification procedures for those applying to run licensed fee offices. The governor's office has yet to respond. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A crowd of 120 supporters greeted the Planned Parenthood Action Fund's Women Are Watching bus tour as it rolled into Columbia yesterday evening. The Action Fund has been holding rallies across the country to energize voters in support of candidates who back Planned Parenthood health centers. Michelle Trippiano is the public affairs manager for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Kansas City, Mid-Missouri. She says women are determined to make a difference in the upcoming state and national elections.
We're out here to show that women's health really is important this election season, that women are paying attention. They're going to get out there and vote. They're going to work hard to elect candidates that support women's health.
In the 2008 presidential election, women cast nearly 10 million more votes than men. And for KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.